Zechtes Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav, at the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara just spoke about making a bracha on tefillin, and as the Gemara stated on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hayom Beis, Amrav Shmuel Bar Bidri, Amrav, Amrila, Amrav Acharicha, Amrav Hunav, Amrila, Amrav Banchi, Amrav Shmuel, Tefillin Me'im Esayim Varech Le'en, Mishas HaNachoson, and the Gemara then stated that you have to make a bracha Ivelas Yoson, and Abayiv Rav Adam Tavayu, in the Chanami, this was done Ivelas Yoson, and Mishas HaNacha Ba'chas Kshira. Our Gemara will now discuss various halachas that are negeia to the brachas that are made on tefillin. Before we begin, let us begin with Hakdama, as there's machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to the brachas that should be made when putting on tefillin. Rashi holds that generally someone would only make one bracha, and they would only make the bracha of laniach tefillin when putting on a tefillin shal yad, and when putting on a tefillin shal rosh, one would not make a bracha at all unless he was sochbein tefillah l'tefillah. If he was mesiach das, then the bracha of laniach tefillin cannot go on the shal rosh, and therefore he has to make another bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, and he would make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh. However, Rabbeinu Tam holds that in all cases a person makes two brachas when putting on tefillin. When putting on a tefillin shel yad, they would make the bracha of laniach tefillin, and when putting on a tefillin shel rosh, they would make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin as we do. And if you're Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara will say sach bin tefillah l'tefillah chayz mevarech, it means that even though you already made the bracha of laniach tefillin, but once you mesiach das, then when you put on the tefillin shel rosh, then you would once again make the bracha of laniach tefillin, and you would also make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. And in addition, let's keep in mind that at the beginning of the next parak, in the first Mishnah on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, the Mishnah will teach us tefillah shel yad einam akevish shel rosh, v'shel rosh einam akevish shel yad, that if one only has a tefillin shel rosh, or one only has a tefillin shel yad, so since each one is not ma'akev the other, therefore one would put on the one that he has, even though he doesn't have the other tefillin. And let us now begin our Gemara, as Amar Rav Chisda sach bein tefillah tefillah chayz mevarech. Rav Chisda teaches us that if one speaks between putting on the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, then you once again have to make a bracha. The Gemara now is sach in lay sach lay, and it's mashma that you only make this bracha if you mesiach das between putting on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. However, if one was not mesiach das, then he would not make any bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. The Gemara is vashalach Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Huna mishmeid Rav Yechron al tefillin shel yad oy me baruch hashem ketchon mitzvayse v'laniach tefillin al tefillin shel rosh oy me baruch hashem ketchon. And clearly we see that one makes a bracha on a tefillin shel rosh, even if one was not mesiach das between putting on a tefillin shel yad and a tefillin shel rosh. Gemara explains Abayiv Rav Adami Tavayu lo yisach mevarech achas sach mevarech shtayim. In the chenami, if one did not speak between putting on a tefillin shel yad and a tefillin shel rosh, then one would only make the one bracha. The bracha laniach tefillin that he made on the tefillin shel yad would suffice. Remember that Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Huna stated the name Rav Yechron was referring to someone that spoke between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and therefore would have to make two brachas. He initially made the bracha of laniach tefillin on the tefillin shel yad. However, now that he was mesiach das between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, then he would make the bracha bal mitzvah tefillin, and he now puts on the tefillin shel rosh. And according to the way Rashi learns our Gemara, the lashon of Rav Chisda at the top of the Amid is tzarech biyar. As Rav Chisda stated, sach bein tefillah l'tefillah chayzu mevarech, and it would seem that one would actually be making the original bracha once again. And according to Rashi, one is making a different bracha. As according to Rashi, when someone is sach bein tefillah l'tefillah, then at this point they would only make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin when they put on the tefillin shel rosh. And because of this question, so if you Rashi, the Gra takes out the word chayzer, and he only states Amar Rav Chisda sach bein tefillah l'tefillah, then he would have to make a bracha. Although if you Rashi, when someone is not mesiach das bein tefillah l'tefillah, then he would not make a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh at all. And let us explain our Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam. As if you Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Chisda stated sach bein tefillah l'tefillah chayzer mevarech. Although generally when someone puts on tefillin, then they make the bracha laniach tefillin on the tefillin shel yad and the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh. However, if someone is mesiach das between putting on the tefillin shel yad and putting on the tefillin shel rosh, not only would he make the standard bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh, but he would chayzu mevarech and he would once again make the bracha of laniach tefillin when he puts on the tefillin shel rosh. If you are being tam, when Abayi and Rava stated lo yisach mevarech achas, they are teaching us that when someone was not mesiach das, then when they put on the tefillin shel rosh, they would only make one bracha, and they would make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. However, sach mevarech shtayim, that if someone mesiach das between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, then not only did they make the bracha laniach tefillin when they put on the tefillin shel yad, but they would now make an additional two brachas, and they would once again make the bracha laniach tefillin, and they would also make the standard bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. If you are being tam, when Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Huna stated in the Yerim Rav Yechra, not tefillin shel yad, oim baruch hashem ketchon mitzvah tefillin, al tefillin shel rosh, oim baruch hashem ketchon mitzvah tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin. still in, they were talking about a standard situation where someone was not Mesiach Das, and therefore they make the standard bracha of Oneach Tefillin on Tefillin Shel Yad, and the standard bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And Ayin Rashi explains that the bracha of Oneach Tefillin is appropriate when putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad, the B'Shel Yad Maschil L'Oneach, and when you break the bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh of Al Mitzvah Tefillin, that is because the Achshav Goymus HaMitzvah wouldn't make sense to say L'Oneach Tefillin, since one is already in the middle of putting on Tefillin, and Ayin Tesis HaRosh in Masechtas Brachas and Zaf Samach HaMabez is Marach a bit more, and he states L'Fisha Tchilas HaNachasim B'Zroi HaSmol Yeshlo L'Varach L'Oneach Tefillin Al B'Shel Rosh M'Varach Al Mitzvahs V'Loi L'Oneach She'Kfar Hischel B'Mitzvah. Our Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa Zach Bein Tefillah L'Tefillah Aveiru Hui B'Yadoi V'Choyze Oleh Me'erach HaMelchama. As Rashi learns that if one was Mesiach Das and he spoke between putting on a Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, then when putting on a Tefillin Shel Rosh, he didn't make the additional bracha of Al Mitzvahs Tefillin, and he was soimich on his original bracha of L'Oneach Tefillin, then it is considered they did a Aveira. Even for such an Aveira, one would not go to Melchama, and as the Torah states in Pasha Shreiftim, Yosfu HaShreitim L'Dabel Ha'am V'Amru Mi'a Ish HaYori V'Rachei Leivel V'Yelech V'Yoshav L'Beisai L'Yimas Es L'Vav Echav Kel Vavai. As Rabbi Yitzchak Glili learns in Masech Taseita, that when the Pasuk states HaYori V'Rachei Leivel Me'Aveira Shabiyadai, it is referring to someone that has Aveiras. This even refers to this Aveira, which seems to be a very small Aveira. Ayin Halachas Katanis LaRosh in Hilchas Tefillin, where he states Shal Shem Kiyum Mitzvahs Tefillin Shetiknu Yiskayim Ba'anshel Melchama Terev Zroya Af Kodkoid, and because of the Mitzvah Tefillin that goes in the arm, we will have this chus, and this person that didn't do the Mitzvah Tefillin properly will not have this chus. Ayin Tesa Dibam Maschal Veri Biyodah V'Choyz Olam Erech Melchama Dam Teich Perish HaKuntus Mashma Dem Sochu Birech Shari V'Lek Yisura El Adrab Mitzvah V'Scha Bracha V'Zel L'Shenoi. And as we saw, that Soch Bein Tefillin Tefillin V'Loi Birech Al Shoroish Al Mitzvahs El Samach Al Bracha V'Shena Averi Hi Biyodai. However, other Rishonim learn by the fact that he was Soch Bein Tefillin Tefillin, that itself is an Avera that you can't fix up, as L'maisa will cause him to make a Bracha Shena Tzricha. Before we continue, let us see Taisa's Divan Maschal Soch Bein Tefillin Tefillin Chayzim Mavarech. And Taisa points out Mikam Medaktikin K'sha'adim Sheikhid Oifayz Abahim Bisharbe V'Soch Bein Oifla Oif Shechayzim Mavarech U'Mikal Mokam Averi Hi Biyodai K'ramin Hach Shechayzalem Erchum Mechama. Where he explains the Shema Shani Tefillin Shemitzvah Achasein Avahosim Shem Yitzchay Yishchayt VeYitzchay Lo Yishchayt would not be an Avera if he Soch Bein Shchita L'Shchita Umiu Mistaver the Kivin Yoch Lifter B'Bracha Achas Ein Lo Ladabe Kadei Shei Zok L'Bracha Shnia. As we explained, that there could be a problem of Bracha Shein Tzricha. Five lines before the end of Taisis, Taisis continues V'Zev David Poshid. If a person asks for an Oif to Shech, then that's not considered Hefsek, just like we find B'Negeias someone that states Tol Baruch, we do the Havinami Abeches Kisei Adam, and then Taisa says, V'chein Kisha Adam Mavarach Yakna Haz, In Habrachas Acheres, Hefzik Bein Birchse Yayin L'Shtia, Ayin Shom. Now our Gemara now continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, that even though the Mishnah will teach us Adaf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, one could put on the Tefillin Shel Yad without having the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and one could also put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, even if they don't have the Tefillin Shel Yad. But the Braisa teaches us that where one does have the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, then Kishu Miniach, Miniach Shel Yad, V'achach Miniach Shel Rosh, then the proper order of putting on tefillin, to first put on the tefillin shel yad, and only afterwards to put on the tefillin shel rosh, and when he's removing his tefillin, then he removes the tefillin shel rosh, and only afterwards would he remove his tefillin shel yad. The Gemara now explains, bishleim k'shu maniach, maniach shel yad, v'achach maniach shel rosh, d'chsiv u'kshatim lo'isal yadecha, v'hod v'hoilu teitofes b'ininecha. Certainly, since the pasuk in Pashas Veschanan in Shema states, u'kshatim lo'isal yadecha, and then v'hoilu teitofes b'ininecha, we see that initially a person puts on his tefillin shel yad, and only afterwards would he put on the tefillin shel rosh. However, the Gemara is al kshu chaylitz chaylus shel rosh va'achin chaylus shel yad minolon. That how do we know that when one takes off his tefillin, then he has to remove his tefillin shel rosh, and only afterwards would he take off his tefillin shel yad? The Gemara explains Amar Rabba Rab Huna Azbuli. Rab Huna explained this to me as Amar Kra, as the pasuk stated v'hoyu teitofes b'ininecha. Rashi states the lashon v'hoyu is mash mashtayim, that they should be l'teitofes b'ininecha. Therefore, we learn calls mash b'ininecha yushtayim, that any time you have the tefillin shel rosh b'nei necha, then you should be wearing two tefillin. Therefore, one cannot remove the tefillin shel yad when he has a tefillin shel rosh on his head. That's why the Braisa teaches us shulchaylitz chaylus shel rosh va'achach chaylus shel yad. Ayin Ritva Mesechtas Pesachim on Daf Zayin and Beis, that when the Gemara stated calls manche b'nei necha yushtayim, kach roi lasses calls manche daita l'nich on shtein. Certainly, this halacha only applies where someone will be taking off both of his tefillin. However, if someone will only be taking off one of his tefillin, And for example, there's a reason why he has to take off his tefillin shliyad, and he won't be taking off his tefillin shalosh, then this halacha would not apply. Our Gemara now continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, and let us keep in mind that Rashi understands that all the Tanoim of this Braisa hold, and Laila Lav Zman Tefillin Hu, that there is no chiyuv, and possibly there's an issa, to keep tefillin on at night, or to put tefillin on at night. Our Braisa now begins, tefillin me'imisai mevarach lein, that if one put on his tefillin prior to the Amud HaShachar, then at one point would he make the bracha? And the Braisa explains, Mishasan HaChasan, they would only make the bracha once it's after Alois HaShachar. The Braisa continues, Ketzad, that since Laila Lav Zman Tefillin Hu, then why would he have tefillin on at night? And the Braisa explains, Hey Mashkim Lotzis L'derech, U'misyari Shem Yavdu, Manichon, U'chshigi Yizman, U'mashraben, U'mavarech Lein, that the Braisa is teaching us that if someone gets up early in the morning in order to travel, and he's nervous that he'll lose his tefillin while he's traveling, and we would allow him to put on his tefillin prior to Alois HaShachar, then once it's Alois HaShachar, he will feel his tefillin, and some say that he'll move his tefillin, and as Rashi states, U'mashraben, U'davikilu Manichon, that would be considered as if he just put on his tefillin, and at this point, he'll be able to make the bracha on the mitzvah of tefillin. The Braisa continues, Vav Moser Menichon, till what point in the day is one allowed to wear his tefillin? The Tanakhama holds, Asher Tishka Chama, only until Shkia Zechama, Reb Yaakov Ime, Asher Tich L'Regel Menashok. However, Reb Yaakov holds that one could wear his tefillin until people leave the shuk, even though it's already dark outside. Chacham Ime, Adzman Shina, the Chacham hold until the time that people go to sleep, potentially until the time that he himself would generally go to sleep, even though once again, this is after it's already dark outside. Braisa finishes by teaching us, both Chacham and Reb Yaakov agree to the Tanakhama that certainly Laila Lav Zman Tefillin Hu, therefore certainly they both agree that one cannot initially put on tefillin at night, therefore if one removed that tefillin in order to go to the bathroom or to go into the bathhouse and then it was Shkia, then they would not be able to put that tefillin back on. If you Rashi, the machlekes between the Tanakhama and Reb Yaakov and Chacham is as follows, that certainly all agree that one cannot initially put on tefillin at night as Laila Lav Zman Tefillin. However, the Tanakhama holds that just like Midoraisa, one could not put on tefillin, one cannot wear tefillin at night either. Therefore, Midoraisa, one would have to remove that tefillin prior to Shkiyas HaChama. However, Reb Yaakov and Chachamim both hold it's only also to initially put on tefillin at night. However, if someone is already wearing tefillin, the Midoraisa, there is no issue of wearing tefillin at night, they could continue wearing that tefillin. However, the Rabbanan Wagoyza, that since we know that if a person falls asleep when that tefillin, the Shami Yafiach Ben, therefore Reb Yaakov holds that Midrabbanan De Wagoyza, one should remove their tefillin prior to the point of Tichla Reglam and Ashok, and Chacham argue and Reb Yaakov, and they hold that even Midrabbanan, one could keep on that tefillin, Adzman Shina, as we explained, and keep in mind that we learned our sugya based on the Pshat of Rashi. However, other Rishonim learn, although the Tanakhama holds that Laila loves Zman Tefillin, however, both Reb Yaakov and Chachamim argue in Tanakhama, they hold Laila is his Zman Tefillin, and Ayin Neshita, as well as in other Rishonim, how they explain our Gemara, Ayin Nebalim Tesis, Dibel Maschel, Reb Yaakov Ime, Asher Tichla Reglam and Ashok, Vechacham Ime, Adzman Shina, Reb Yaakov Vechacham Svilu, the Laila Zman Tefillin, El Chashin L'Shem Yishabem, over Reb Yaakov Achokah, Trey Midrabbanon. Also, before we continue, let us go back to Tesis, Dibel Maschel, Omer Rabba, Rav Huna Azbuli, as Zok Tesis, Rabba Gassina, Vele Rabba, Du Rabba Le Ror Rav Huna, Me'olam, as Rabba never actually saw Rav Huna, Ayin Shom. Next, Tesis continues that the Gemara stated, Shigiyaz Madam, Mashrach Ben Mubarech. From our Gemara, Tesis learns another halacha that's relevant to a talis, and Tesis points out, Mikan Nira, Kishadam Mashkim, Koinam Ayoim, Umisata Betzitzes, Kishiyar Ayoim, Ain Sarach Lahasa Talisai, Kdelachsa Velubaish Velisata Velubarech, Kimashim Mashish Ba Yachalubarech, as we just saw, Benegay Tfilin, and Tesis continues, Afal Pishi Yishal Chalib, Ain Tfilin Letzitzes, we will see in Amma Beis, Shamishmash Mitzvah, that Benegay Tfilin, the actual touching of the Tfilin is actually a mitzvah. However, Ain Nil Chalik, the Beperkat Chalis, Medami Tfilin Letzitzes, Linian Mishmash Lubarech, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara now continues, Om Rab Nachman, Halach Rab Yaakov, that Halach follows Rab Yaakov, and Lefi Rashi, this would mean that even though Lai Lav's Man Tfilinu, however, if one has that Tfilin on, then they could leave that Tfilin on until it's Tichler Regal Menashok. It is Gurius, the Rab Chistav Rab Bar Huna, Matzli Bubu Oto, right to this is, as Rab Chistav and Rab Bar Huna, even Davin Mariv while wearing Tfilin, and therefore we see that they didn't take off the Tfilin prior to Shkia Sachama. Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that we have another version that Om Rab Nachman in Halach Rab Yaakov. Rab Nachman stated that Halach doesn't follow Rab Yaakov, and Ayin and Taisis at the top of that Lam and Vavim Beis, where he points out that when Rab Nachman stated in Halach Rab Yaakov, it doesn't mean that Rab Nachman passes like the Chachamim, that there's man for taking off your tefillin at this man of Shena. but instead he actually means that the halacha would follow Tana Kama, and one would have to take off the tefillin prior to Shkiyas HaKama. And as Tesis says, Pshit laid the Hod Kamer of Nachman in Halacha Rabbi Yaakov, Lab Meshum Shehi Halacha Kachachamim, Deim Kain Lim Halacha Kachachamim, El Lemeim Da Halacha Katana Kama, the Hod Le Om Halacha Katana Kama, Lepisha Adova Shonu Stam, Vele Niska Ba Loshin Rabbim, Vele Loshin Yochid. Therefore, he didn't want to paskin directly like a Tana Kama, which would be like a Das Yochid. And the Gemara continues in Daf Lam Vav and Beis, that how could Rabbi Nachman have taught us that the Halacha is like the Tana Kama? Not only can one not initially put on tefillin at night, but one has to remove that tefillin prior to Shkiyas HaKama, but Rav Chista Rav Bav Huna Matzli Bo Ba'uta, but we just saw Rav Chista Rav Bav Huna Davin Ma'ir while wearing tefillin, and certainly that was after Shkiyas HaKama. The Gemara responds, Ahu Pliga, in the Chanami Rav Chista, as well as Rav Bav Huna, Achilik and Rav Nachman, therefore they continued wearing their tefillin, even when they were davening Ma'ir. Keep in mind that right now it would seem that Rav Chista and Rav Bav Huna were passing like Rav Yaakov, or they were passing like the Chachamim, and they would hold that one could wear tefillin even after Shkiyas HaKama, but they would still hold Laila Lav's Man Tefillinu. However, ultimately the Gemara will come out, Rav Bar Rav Huna actually holds Laila is Man Tefillin, and the Gemara continues and asks, Umi Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna Hachi, and some agrees, Umi Ovid Rav Bar Rav Huna Hachi, how could you say that Rav Bar Rav Huna actually wore tefillin at night, and while he was davening Ma'ariv, for Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna, Safa Chashecha, Safa Lei Chashecha, Lei Chaylu Lesvilei Meniach, and Rav Bar Rav Huna himself stated, during Ben HaShemashah, one doesn't have to remove that tefillin, however, one is not allowed to initially put on that tefillin. The Gemara is medayek kavade chashecha choletz, but if it's certainly dark outside, then certainly one has to remove that tefillin as well, according to Rav Bar Rav Huna. If so, how could it be that Rav Bar Rav Huna would be wearing his tefillin during Ma'ariv, which was after it was already dark? However, the Gemara answers Hasan Be'er Shabbos Itmar, that when we had the member of Rav Bar Rav Huna, that safach chashecha safach lechashecha lecholetz v'lemeniach, that is specifically referring to Erev Shabbos, since Rav Bar Rav Huna holds that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin hu, therefore one can certainly not put on tefillin once it's already vade chashecha. However, if it's safach chashecha, safach in chashecha, and during Ben HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos, then although one initially cannot put on his tefillin, but one doesn't have to remove his tefillin during that period of time. However, on a standard weeknight, Rav Bar Rav Huna would wear his tefillin even during Ma'ariv, and even though it was already night, Rav Bar Rav Huna is chilek and Rav Nachman, and he holds that Laila is zman tefillin. The Gemara continues and is bothered, as this itself should be a stira, as how could it be that someone should hold that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin hu, and meanwhile they would hold that Laila is zman tefillin? As the Gemara continues, Maika Sava, that what does Rav Bar Rav Huna hold? As Ika Sava, Laila is zman tefillin, then Shabbos nami zman tefillin, that if you hold that Laila is zman tefillin, then L'chiru the same thing should apply b'negei Shabbos, and Shabbos should also be zman tefillin, as L'chiru we learn them from the same Makar, and Ika Sava, Shabbos lav zman tefillin, and if you hold that we do have a Makar, that Shabbos is not zman tefillin, then from that Makar itself we should learn that Laila nami lav zman tefillin, as we explained, Mehech de Memaita Shabbos, Mehosa Memaita Leilois. As the Gemara continues and brings the Makar, the Tanya is willing to the Braisa, the Pasha's boy in the Pasha of Kaddish Li Kol Bachar, which is the first time that the Torah mentions the mitzvah tefillin, so the Torah speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim and about the Chiyav to bring the Korban Pesach. After speaking about the Korban Pesach, on Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk teaches us about the mitzvah tefillin, and the Pasuk states, V'hoi l'chor lo isal yodcha, ul izikorim bein necha, l'man tiyah teres Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yod chazok al yitziyach Hashem b'mitzrayim. Then immediately afterwards, the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk states, v'shemata sechuka azois l'mayada miyam yamima. As we will see, the Rabbi Yisya Glili will hold that this Pasuk is actually referring back to the mitzvah tefillin, and as the Gemara continues, that the Pasuk states, v'shemata sechuka azois l'mayada miyam yamima, and we learn that the Pasuk is telling us that you should guard the mitzvah tefillin, you should perform this mitzvah miyam yamima, and we learn out miyamim v'loy kol yamim, and therefore we learn out yam v'loy leglois, the mitzvah tefillin is only during the day and not night, and therefore we learn out that leila lav zman tefillin. In addition, we learn out miyam v'loy kol yamim, and it's only on some days but not all days. Prat l'shabbos v'yom tovim divrei Rabbi Yisrael Glili. We also learn from this pasuk that Shabbos in yontiv is lav zman tefillin. Therefore, if Rav Bar Rav Huna held that Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu, then certainly he should hold that leila lav zman tefillin hu. The Gemara continues and brings the rest of the brisa as Rabbi Kiva Imer leinam chukazu el lepesach bilvad, that this word chuka and this pasuk is going back and discussing the Korban Pesach. And as Rashi explains, that when the pasuk states v'shemata sechuka zois l'moyda miyam yamima, so the Torah is telling us that we should make sure to bring a Korban Pesach every single day, and the words miyam yamima refer to shana l'shana, and the Torah is teaching us that not only is the Korban Pesach noyig by Pesach Mitzrayim, but it's also noyig l'dayres. But the Maisa de Gemara's question is that if you hold that Shabbos lav zman tefillin, then l'chiru the same would apply to Laila, and Laila should also be lav zman tefillin. However, the Gemara answers that really Rabbi Bar Puna holds that Shabbos loves Matfilinu, however, he still would hold that Laila is Matfilin. As the Gemara now explains, that in the Chanami, Rabbi Bar Puna did not learn that the Makor, that Shabbos loves Matfilin, in the same Makor as Rabbi Yisrael Glili, from the Pasuk of Shemata Sechukah Zayis Lemoidom Yom Yomimimo, as then in the Chanami, one would be totally on the other, and if you hold Shabbos loves Matfilin, then you must hold Laila loves Matfilin. However, Nafkale, Mehechad Nafkale Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Bar Puna learned the Makor that Shabbos loves Matfilin from the same place that Rabbi Kiva learned his Makar. Therefore, although he holds that Shabbos loves Matfilin, however, he would still be able to hold that Laila is his Matfilin. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva Ime, Yochel Niachadim Tulim, Shabbos Yom Tevim, Tamalim, Vahila, Isal Yodcha, Utaitavis Bain in Necha, Misha Trikan Ois, Yatsu Shabbos Yom Tevim, Shane Gufan Ois. Rabbi Kiva states that one would have had a Havmina, that maybe someone would have to put on Tfilin on Shabbos in Yontiv, as we don't have the Makar of a Shematas Achukazais Lemoida Miyam Yamima in order to teach us that Shabbos in Yontiv allows Mount Tfilin. However, Zok Rabbi Kiva, then Pasha's boy, in the Pasha of Ahoya Kiviacha, the Pasuk tells us, Vahoya Isal Yodcha, Utaitavis Bain in Necha. The Torah teaches us that Tfilin acts as an Ois for Klal Yisrael, and therefore the only time that one is required to wear Tfilin is only during the weekday where we don't have the Ois of Shabbos in Yontiv. However, once we have Shabbos in Yontiv, which itself is an ois, then there's no requirement to wear tefillin, and there's no requirement to have another ois. And punk faket, by having another ois, it potentially is diminishing the ois of Shabbos in Yontiv, and therefore would be also to wear tefillin on Shabbos in Yontiv. However, Zokra Bar Huna, that even though we have a makar, that Shabbos loves Mount Tfilinu, but we don't have a makar, Laila loves Mount Tfilinu, and therefore Rabbi Bar Huna wore his tefillin by Mariv. He didn't take off his tefillin at the beginning of the night. And Rashi, Shehin Atzman ois, Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Dechsev, and as a pasuk in Pashki Sisa states, Ata Dabel Bnei Yisrael Leimar Achas Shabsoise Tishmeru Ki Oisi Beini Uveinechem Uderi Seichem Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. And in the Mishabura, we bring down a makar Yom Tov Ma also consider an ois. And in Taisis Diva Maschel Yotzu Shabbos of Yom Tov Mishin Atzman Kriyan Ois, where Taisis discusses if there would be a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol Moed, or would it be also to wear tefillin on Chol Moed? And I in Taisis Loi Mishum Dasiru Basiris Malacha Da Afilu Chol Chol Moed Da Shari Basiris Malacha Ka Ois Pesach the Asa Bachilus Chomets over Sukkas the Chayiv Besukka over Perik Basra Meir Kotten Mashman Chol Shomer Chayiv. I in Tesis where he discusses this further. I in Shom Gemara continues and brings a Machlekes according to the Manda Oma that Laila loves Matfilin as Amar Beleza Kol Menich Tfilin Achas Shkiyas Echamo Oiv Basay. The Beleza holds if anyone wears Tfilin after Shkiyas Echamo then it will be Oivan Issa Asay. Rabbi Yechon Omar Oiv Belav and Rabbi Yechon holds that it will be Oivan Alav. And the Gemara explains Lema Berab Oven Amar Beloi Kamifli that let us say that there be chilek as to the dinner of Avin in the name of Rabbi Loi, the Amr of Avin Amr Rabbi Loi, called Makub Shinami Shom Pen Baal, Ein El Lois Hasei, the Rabbi Avin stated in the name of Rabbi Loi, that any time the Torah uses Lashon Shom Pen Baal, then it's teaching us that there is a Lav, Ma Isle the Rabbi Avin, and Rabbi Yechon who states that Yo'i Bulav holds like Rabbi Avin, and since the Torah states Vishimata Zachukas Zeis Lemayudum Yom Yomimimimimimimimimimo, and that's come to teach us that Lila loves Mount Tfilin, therefore there's an Isle Lav, and if one would actually put on Tfilin after Shkia Sechama, then there'd be Oivan this Lav. However, Umar Lesley the Rabbi Ovin, and Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold of this concept of Rabbi Ovin, and even though in the Pasuk states Yishama Pen Va'al, then it would be an Isasei, but would not be a Lav. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, that is not necessarily true, as the Kuli Alma Islu the Rabbi Ovin on Rabbi Loi, as it could be that even Rabbi Lazar agrees that in cases where the Torah states Yishama Pen Va'al, then if one would be Oiva, then it would be Oivan a Lav. V'hocha b'hocha mifli, and specifically B'negeya a Pasuk and B'negeya Tfilin, there's the following Machlekes, as Ma'asov Yishama de Lav Lav, Yishama Dasei Asei, Ma'asov Yishama Dasei Nami Lav. Rabbi Lezer holds that this klal of Rabbi Ovin named Rabbi Loi only applies for cases where the Torah uses Lashon Yishamar discussing not to do something, and as Rashi brings two examples, as the Pasuk states Yishama B'neged Tzeras, the Mashma Shalei Yokutz B'harosai, and similarly when the Torah states Yishama L'chol Pentichrei Spris, therefore if one would be Oiva on that, then they would be Oiva on a Lav. However, since B'negiyah Tfilin, when the Pasuk states V'shemata Sechukah Zoyis L'moyudah Miyam Yomimah, it's referring to a positive act, so therefore if one doesn't do that act, even Rabbi Loi would agree that one would not be Oivan Alav, and it would only be Oivan Isasei. However, Rabbi Yechon disagrees with this point. He holds that even B'negeya Mitzvah Isasei, if the Torah uses Lashon Shomer, then if someone would be Oivan Isasei, then they would be Oivan Alav. And as Rashi states, Oiv B'lav D'chsiv Shemato V'chol Yishomer Lo Isasei, Yishomer D'lav Lav, Rabbi Lezer Sove Yishomer D'chsiv Milsa D'mizar Rechman Lo Isasei, Havi Lav Gon Maluka Is Kegoyin, as the Pasuk states in Pashkisei, Yishomer B'negeya Tzeras, the Mashmal Shalayokitz Barasai, and similarly, v'chein, and as the pasuk states in Pashki Sisa, he shom lecha pentichris bris, avli shomer dasei kigoyin hai, the mashma lasis tefillin, aseihu, that is considered asei. Our Gemara continues, v'om Rabbi Elazar v'im l'shomer muto, that even though Rabbi Elazar stated that if one puts on tefillin after shkiyas sechama, they'd be oivan asei, whether it is muto to put on tefillin even at night in order to guard them, this din was already taught to us in the Brisa and Daflam and Vavim and Aleph, as the Brisa taught us, Ketzad, hoye mashkim latzis l'derech, misyari shem yevdu, minichon uchshe giyaz manon, mimashish mivarech alayin, and ayin rashi in asu givim l'shem mishle yevdu, mutala nichon afil l'achash giyaz hachamor. The Gemara continues, v'om Ravino, havi yisivna kamid Ravashi, v'choshach, v'niyach tfilin. Ravino tells us that I was sitting in front of Ravashi, even though it was dark outside, he still initially put on his tfilin. I felt that it must be that he holds that light loves man tfilin. Even so, if he put on tfilin, it must be because he felt that he had to watch them and he had to guard them. And therefore, v'amrileis, I said to him, l'shamron kabay lumar, that it must be that you're trying to watch your tfilin, and that's why you're putting on your tfilin, even though it's dark. And v'amrili in, and he responded that that's exactly correct, that that's why I'm putting on my tfilin. However, v'chazisa l'dayte, the lav l'shamron who, alakasava halacha v'yemayin kain, but I actually realized that he actually wasn't trying to guard his tfilin, and he actually held that Laila is man tfilin, and therefore, even l'chatchila, he could go and put on his tfilin at night. The reason why he didn't respond to me and tell me that he holds that Laila is man tfilin is because he holds that even though it's halacha, however, l'chatchila, you shouldn't paskin that way and tell others to follow this halacha. And Rashi says, Shem yishkachem v'yashem behem, as maybe you'll forget that you're wearing tfilin, and one may come to sleep in tfilin. And of course, there's a gzira of Shem yafiach ben. And the Gemara continues, Amar bar Funa, chayiv adam l'mashiv v'tfilin b'chol shor, that a person is obligated to consistently toss his tefillin, as a person is obligated not to be mesiach das from his tefillin, and kavuchim mitzit, and this is based on a kavuchim that we learn from the tzitz of the kohen gadol, who matzit she'im b'yel haskar achas, and madaf the tzitz that only stated kodesh Hashem and only has one mention of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Murtira, and the pasuk in Pashas Tzava states v'hoyal mitzray tamid, and that is extra, as the pasuk already stated v'hoyal mitzach aron v'nasa aron as habina kodesh mashi yekdush b'nei yisrael l'chol matnas kacheim, and then the pasuk repeats v'hoyal mitzray tamid l'rotzel ham l'fnei Hashem, and therefore we learn out shloy tesiach daitim menu that is an issa for the kohen gadol to be mesiach das from the tzitz, and therefore tefillin sheish behen askaris habe alachas kama v'kama. So certainly by tefillin, where we have all four pashas of tefillin which have multiple mentions of the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly one cannot be mesiach das from his tefillin. I am the shittu and kubetzes that's bothered. The Gemara Masech Lesukah tells us Rabbanan be Rav Ashi emes davi b'mashim shvut tefillayu have mevorchin v'chisal adaitach mevorchin kol shav v'shah. Since the Gemara tells us that whenever Rabbanan be Rav Ashi would touch that tefillin, it would once again make a bracha, so l'chur, when our Gemara tells us that one should always touch his tefillin, then it would seem every single time that he's been mashed with his tefillin, they would have to make another bracha. And the Shita explains, Mishmash dohasam lav kemishmash dohacha, the hasam mayer b'mishmash l'saktam ulanichem b'mekaymam im nepchulut stadin. And over there, the tefillin actually moved out of its proper place, and when you're putting it back into its proper place, then you make another bracha. However, our Gemara is just telling us that one should always touch a tefillin, and even if it's in the proper place, then you should make sure not to be mesiach das, and certainly there's no requirement to make a bracha. And the Shita continues, v'hikshar ab-simcha, kirin the tefillin b'yu kavona, eich yachlu spal l'likwa krishma behem, v'ha'inu nami b'yu kavona, and how could you have kavona on two separate things? And he responds, the ha'isib b'mitzvah, patamar mitzvah, kivon di efshalay l'kayim shneim b'yachad. And our Gemara continues, tana bonon, we learned in the Braisa, and the Gemara will now bring a makar that tefillin should be placed on a person's left arm. As the Braisa teaches us, yodcha, that since the pasuk states v'hoi l'chol isa yodcha, or the Torah states v'hoi isa yodcha, so we learn out, zusmal, that when the Torah states l'oshin yodcha stoma, it's referring to someone's left hand. And as we will see on daf lamed zayim and aleph, the Gemara will bring another makar, but the Mefarshim explained that according to this makar, even if a person is a lefty, they would still place that tefillin on the left hand. And the Braisa continues, ata imes smol o ein al yamin, how do you know when the pasuk states yodcha, that it refers to a person's left arm, as maybe it's referring to a person's right hand. And the Brice explains, Tam Lemer, the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Af Yodi Yostar Era, Tvimini Tipcha Shemayim, Kaya Nialeim Yamdu Yachtov. You see, when the Torah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, it speaks about Yemini. Therefore, when the Pasuk refers to Yodi, it must refer to the left hand. Therefore, we see that the word Yad Stama refers to the left hand. And when the Torah states, V'hoi L'choloi Sal Yodcha, it refers to a person's left hand. V'oimen, the Gemara continues with another similar raya, as we have a pasuk in Shaftim that states, Yodah la Yosef Tishlachna, V'yamina la Halmas Amelim, Similarly, we have a pasuk in Tilim that says Lomas Soshiv Yodcha Minecha Mikarav Chekecha Kale. And from all these psukim, we see that when the Torah refers to right hand, the Torah calls it Yamin, and when the Torah refers to the left hand, it refers to it by the lashon of Yad Stama. And as Rashi at the bottom of Amud states, Minchsev Yodi V'Yamin Shma Mino Yad Haynu Smol. The Brisa continues on Daf Lamed Zayin Min Aleph as Rabbi Yisi Achorim Oimer Metzinu Yamin Shnikru Yad. And then, as the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi tells us, Ya Yosef Ki Yoshes Oviv Yad Yamino Al Reish Ephraim VeYiru Beino VeYismich Yad Oviv L'Hasa Isim Al Reish Ephraim Al Reish Menashe. Rabbi Yisi Achorim argues on Tanakama. He says that we see from Parshas Vayechi that the word Yad doesn't always refer to the left hand. Therefore, from the previous psukim, we cannot learn that the word Yad refers to the left hand. Therefore, the makor that one places its tefillin on his left arm cannot be learned from the pasuk that states V'Holach Eloi Sal Yodcha, as even though the Torah uses the term Yad, it still could refer to a person's right arm. And the Gemara will explain how Rabbi Yisei Achorim actually knows tefillin has to be worn on a person's left arm. However, the Gemara first explains V'idach, and according to the Tanakama, L'maisa, we have this pasuk in Parshas Vayechi that states Yad Yaminoi, and he explains Yad Yamina Ikri, Yad Stam Eloi Ikri, that although in a chenami the pasuk refers to a person's right hand as Yad Yaminoi, however, where the Torah mentions Yad Stama and it doesn't qualify what hand it's referring to, then it refers to the left hand, and therefore when the pasuk states V'hoylechala Isal Yadcha, then it's teaching us that tefillin must be placed on a person's left arm. And the Gemara now goes back and finishes the Braisa as Reb Nosson Eimer, as Reb Nosson states Einei Tzarech, that we don't need the makar that the Tanakhama brought in order to teach us that one has to wear that tefillin on the left arm. We learned this based on a hekesh that Reu Eimer, as in Pasha of Shema and Pasha's Veschanon, the pasuk states Ukshatim Isal Yadcha V'hoylo Teitofes Beinecha, and right afterwards the pasuk states Uchsavtim Al Mezuzah Beisecho V'Sherecha. Therefore, we learn a hekesh as Maksiva Biyamin Afkshir Biyamin, that just like generally when someone writes, they would write with their right hand, as most people are righties. Therefore, when the Torah tells us that one should tie the tefillin onto their arm, then it's referring to tying the tefillin with their right hand. Kivan Kshir Biyamin Hanach Bismali, since one is tying the tefillin with their right arm, we know the Makam HaTefillin is on the Kabir Shel Yad and is on the upper portion of a person's arm, so therefore it must be that he's tying the tefillin using his right hand onto his left arm. This is the makar that tefillin has to be placed on a person's left arm. The Gemara now continues and asks for Rabbi Yisei Achorim Hanocha D'Bismol Minole, that since Rabbi Yisei Achorim did not agree with Tanakama's limud, how does he know that tefillin has to be placed on a person's left arm? The Gemara answers Nafgalei Mehecha D'Nafgalei L'Rab Nosson, that he learned it based on the same makar as Rab Nosson, as he has the hekesh of Ukshatim Uchsavtim. And L'Chir, keep in mind that it seems that although Rabbi Yisei Achorim argues on the Tanakama, however the Lashon Rab Nosson was not that I'm arguing on the Tanakama. He just states that in a tzarech, that you don't need the limud of the Tanakama, as we have another limud. Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar. However, Rav Ashi states that we don't have to say that Rabbi Yisei Achorim actually uses the limud of Rav Nosson. It's possible that the makar of Rabbi Yisei Achorim tefillin is placed on a person's left hand based on the pasuk in Parshas Bo that states, V'hoylo isal yodcho, u'teitofes beinecho, ki b'chozik yod ha'itzionu Hashem Mitzrayim. Even though generally the word yodcho is written as yudalel endochof, however in this pasuk the word is written as yudalel chof hei. As Rav Ashi explained, that ksib hei, since this word is written with a hei, therefore we learn out yad keo, tefillin should be placed on your weaker arm. And according to this limud, if someone's weaker arm is their right arm, then they would place that tefillin on their right arm. And Rain Rashi miyotcha behei min ksib behei keo the mash maloshin akeva shma mina bismol kama the imba koyach kin akeva. Rashi brings the lishna chrina yotcha yod keo amya bloy koyach. Gemara continues only Rav Abba le Rav Ashi veimba yotcha shebe koyach. The Rav Abba es Rav Ashi that maybe since the pasuk uses the term yud dal chaf hei, we know that at times we're allowed to switch a hey with a ches, so it's as if the pasuk states yud dal chaf ches, and it's as if the pasuk states yad koyach. Maybe one should have to place that tefillin on their stronger arm and on their right arm. And Amalei Rav Ashi responded miksib ches in the chenami. Although certainly at times we actually switch a hey and a ches, certainly when you have a question as to how to dash in the pasuk, definitely we would dash in it based on what the pasuk actually states. And since the word actually says yud dal chaf hei, therefore we read it as if it states yad keo, one has to place the tefillin shel yad on their weaker arm. The Gemara now continues and is bothered that why would Rav Ashi have to find another makar as to how Rabbi Yisei Achorim would learn that tefillin must be placed on a person's left hand if l'maisa we already had the limud of Rav Nosson? Why should Rav Ashi even bring another limud? And the Gemara explains ketanoi, as Rav Ashi actually found a tana actually brings this limud as ketanoi, and as we know this machlekes Tanoim, Yodcha Behezu Smol, that since the Pasuk states Yudal Chaf Hei, the word is spelled with a Hei, therefore we learn that tefillin should be placed on a person's left hand, which is Yad Keo, which is exactly the limit of Ravashi, and Achirim Oimim, Yodcha L'Rabbi Sagidam, Achirim teach us that we don't learn that there's a requirement to place your tefillin on the left hand from the word Yodcha, though they agree that the word Yodcha teaches us Yad Keo. However, the Pasuk is teaching us that even if someone doesn't have full use of his hand, and he doesn't have full use of his arm, as it was crushed or is incapacitated in some way, then he would still have to put on tefillin. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, that we learned in another Braisa, Inle Zreya, Patur Min HaTefillin, if someone is missing their left arm, then they would be Patur Min HaTefillin. Achirim Oimim Miyotcho L'Rabbis as Agidam, and Ayin and Tesis, that Achirim and Tanakama are not being Choylik. Achirim are referring to a case where a person has the upper part of his arm, and therefore he could put tefillin on that area, even though he is missing the bottom part of his arm, but he's still going to be Chayyah to put tefillin on the area above his elbow. Ayin Rashi Rabbi Yisei Achorim, Choytman Meshuka, Kedarminu Mebuchiris, Chorim Zesh Choytman Meshuka, and this refers to someone that's nose is pressed in, and this is one of the women. Ayin Taptasis, that how could it be that our Gemara would call Rabbi Yisei Achorim based on a mum, Betemo Loima Shekino Beloshin Gdai, El Asha Meklimi Nekrikain, and therefore Taptasis holds that it's called Rabbi Yisei Achorim based on the place that he came from. Ayin the Shita, that according to Taptasis, Nira de Gassin and Hachares, Oya Harris, Al Shem Meklimi, and this is because we find names of cities that are called Cheres and called Heres, Shoiftim as well as Yeshaya, Ayin Sham, and Ayin Tesis Dibu Maskho, Maxir Biamin, Afkshir Biamin, Besamach Aminon, Deita Menech Tfilin Biaminoi, that later on we will see that a person that is a lefty places his tefillin on his right hand, he's smaller, which is considered his left hand. Tesis points out, Behashto, Odama Kois Biaminoi, Vesharoi, Maiso Bismoloi, someone writes with his right hand, but the rest of his actions he performs with his left hand, so Yeshlis Topic, Be'ezim HaMeneach Tfilin, do we look at Rav Vizmaisim, or do we see that since he writes with his right hand, therefore we reply to Hekesh of Kshat Mukhsavtam, Maksir Biamin, Afkshir Biamin, and he would place his tefillin on his left hand? And Taisis states, Vishem Yeshlut Moise Kashir Bishte Yodov, possibly we should say that we should compare him to someone that is ambidextrous and uses both of his hands equally. And I in the next Taisis, Div Maskla Imlo Israel, Potamina Tfilin, Achirim Imim Yodcha, L'Rabbis Sagidam, as we already mentioned, that Taisis points out, Mar Amachodo Vloy Pligi, Yin Shom, and let us finish the Sugya, as Tanur Abanan we learned to the Braisa, there if someone is a lefty, Meniach Tfilin Biyaminoi, Shu Smoloi, he would place his tefillin on his right arm, which is like his left hand. Gemara is for Tanya, but we learned in Braisa, Meniach Bismoloi, Shu Smoloi Shal Kodom, they would actually place the tefillin on his left arm, just like every other person that places that tefillin on the left arm. And Gemara explains, Amabaya, Ki Tanya Hi, Bishel Bishte Yodov, that second Braisa is not referring to a standard lefty, and it's referring to someone that's ambidextrous. Inuchanami, someone that's ambidextrous would place that tefillin on the left arm. However, someone that's a pure lefty would place that tefillin on their right arm. As Rashi states, Bishel Bishte Yodov, Shashtein Shavisloi Bekayach, the Kivin the Apiyamin Nami Shalit, Hilkach Menicha Bismoloi, Lufishi Smolach Odom, the Afagabdalu today, Havya Kimin, Ayin Rashi, and we will stop over here.